This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Bills stage a wicked second half comeback from a 21-point deficit to beat the Patriots 35-31. Good day for Mr. Dawson Knox.
Fakes the handoff, play action. Rolling out. It's complete to Dawson Knox, who is into the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown reception. The tight ends back in the end zone again for Buffalo.
And another one.
Four-man rush. Allen steps up. Fires, and he's got Knox in the end zone for a touchdown. Josh Allen with a laser to Dawson Knox for his second touchdown reception of the game. And the Bills, for the first time, have come all the way back to take the lead.
Number 17 talks about Dawes.
I mean, he just continues to find himself in good situations. He's been making plays, you know, early on in the year, maybe not a whole lot of hay coming his way, but, you know, he's never once complained. He's worked his butt off. He's blocked his tail off in the run game. You know, he's finding himself with these opportunities, you know, come the last few weeks, and he's taking advantage of them, and I love the guy.
So it sounded like the coach was yelling about as much as we were in the first half. His voice was a little off in the locker room.
Hey, unbelievable job, man. I'm so proud of you. The whole team. Nobody panicked. You stayed the course. Hey, the toughness of this football team on full display, man. That's Buffalo Bills football, man. Great job! I got game ball real quick here. So this teammate of yours had a baby this week. Aww. Not only did he have a baby, but he just broke the Buffalo Bills all-time tight end touchdown.
Wow.
Go ahead, Dawes.
Thanks, Josh. We stay here. We're not getting high, not getting low. All right? One day at a time, we'll keep stacking. All right? Love y'all. 1-3-1-2-3!
Big win.
I'm so excited. You know, the baby was born on my birthday and Otto's birthday, December 9th.
Oh, that's
congratulations.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
It is a baby girl. The name is Noah, spelled N-O-A. Noah Elizabeth Knox. Beautiful name, beautiful baby, and a great birth date.
It is a great birth date. 12-9.
Otto extended his birthday at his birthday gathering yesterday.
Oh, yeah. How'd it go?
Good. A couple buddies. Urban Air. No injuries. So happy.
Urban Air is
win.
Bouncy place. Bouncy place at the Galleria.
Nice.
Win.
Yeah,
win. I was just thinking that.
As long as he comes back, no injuries.
Uh-huh.
Usually he jumps higher than he should, farther than he should, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Pushes the limits, good. Hey.
Yep.
Awesome.
Back to the Bills. Code phrase this week is stay the course.
We stayed the course. Stayed together. Didn't ride the highs. Didn't ride the lows. Just told ourselves at halftime, you know, we really felt like we were hurting ourselves in the first half. You know, going out there and just trying to execute each and every given play.
The other big news on Friday, Haley Steinfeld sharing on social media that she is expecting her first child with her hubby, number 17, Josh Allen. Last week, she celebrated her birthday, then shared 29 favorite things from this past year, including a home video with Allen cradling her growing baby bump. A lot of speculation for timeline. Nothing official from them.
It's got to be at least 3 months.
June.
Oh, she's much more than 3 months. I think 6 months because she's tall, first of all.
Whoa. That's playoff time. Whoa.
In the next 3 months? No.
Well, Super Bowl's in mid-February. I don't know the exact date.
February 8th is the date of the Super Bowl.
Wait, you can go early, you know.
I guess there's a lot of speculation.
That's okay. There's a great hospital here. She'll be fine. I was so excited when I saw that post. Yeah. I was so happy for them.
It was fun. And Weez, I know what you thought. Distractions.
Distractions. Yeah. Going to want to move back to LA to be with her family to help raise the baby. Doesn't want to play for Buffalo anymore. All the worst thoughts were going through my head. And we were losing at halftime. I was a mess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you recover? Are you okay now?
Barely.
All right. So we got the win. Immediately after that, CBS shifts over to the Chargers-Chiefs game, where you see One Patrick Mahomes go down with an injury, and it was not good. He tears his ACL as the Chargers eliminate the Chiefs from playoff contention with a 16-13 victory. Close game. In Los Angeles yesterday, the bodies of legendary filmmaker, director, actor Rob Reiner and his wife were found dead inside their home in Brentwood, Los Angeles. Authorities are calling it double homicide. They believe their son, Nick, may have been involved. There have been no further details on that. Paramedics with the Los Angeles Fire Department called out around 3:30 in the afternoon for a medical emergency. Rob Reiner, actor, if you know All in the Family, way back legendary TV show, he was Meathead on that. The first movie he chose to direct, and he is the son of Carl Reiner, a legend in Hollywood. So Rob Reiner found his own way with the movie This Is Spinal Tap, which was his first production, and then just did This Is Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, which dropped on one of the streaming, maybe Prime Video this week. I watched it on Friday, and he's in it, and he plays the same role he did in his first movie. It was a full circle. Along the way, he directed some big stuff. The Princess Bride, A Few Good Men, When Harry Met Sally, Stand By Me. They've been married, he and his wife, since 1989. They shared three children, have been fixtures in both Hollywood and philanthropy, and just a really good human in Los Angeles. Rob Reiner, dead at the age of 78 years old. And finally this morning, Powerball jackpot has surged to an eye-popping $1.1 billion. Nobody won Saturday. There is a drawing tonight. That's a big jackpot for Powerball. And that's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:27.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.